Where do you see your children in 10 years, 25 years? How about 50 years from now? You probably hope that they'll be healthy and happy. Yet, for children raised in families with limited resources, these hopes often go unrealized. That is, unless they participate in high-quality early care and education settings from a very young age. Back in 1971, a group of at-risk babies attended a high-quality early learning program called Abe Sedarian. The children started when they were just 6 weeks old and continued in the program through age five. So where are they now? As middle-aged adults, those studied are doing significantly better than their low-income peers, despite the adversity they faced as babies. It was the regular interaction of caregivers and teachers during those first 5 years that the investigators say was the magic ingredient. The children were supported and encouraged at a time when it mattered most. The subjects are more gainfully employed and have more assets than their peers who did not have the same early childhood experiences. The study confirms that when vulnerable children are given access to services including high-quality early education, positive impacts last well into adulthood. With all the advancements in early childhood education that have happened since 1971, we can't wait to find out where today's generation of children will be at 46. More information is at MarylandFamilyNetwork.org. The first 5 years is produced for Maryland Family Network for WYPR. For Maryland Family Network, I'm Douglas Lent.